cookies are the bomb. I love everything about them. So it's probably no surprise that I'm down with Dobies, the on-demand cookie delivery startup. But here's the thing. On-demand delivery companies haven't been faring well lately. Back in May, on-demand food delivery startup Sprig shut down rather abruptly. The company had raised $56.7 million to cook and deliver its own meals. But clearly, that was not enough to sustain the company. And before Sprig's demise, other food startups like Maple and Spoon Rocket shut down. Meanwhile, Dobies has raised a lot less than Sprig, with under $1 million in capital. As I mentioned, I'm a big fan of Dobies from the perspective of a consumer, but I wonder if other people are. More importantly, I wonder how sustainable cookie delivery is as a business. Today, I'm chatting with Dobies co-founder Daniel Conway to talk about how Dobies is staying afloat while others aren't.
Dobies is an on-demand baked goods delivery startup that's been around since 2014. Co-founded by Daniel Conway and Mariam Khan, Dobies is all about that dough life, baking and delivering fresh treats within 20 minutes. For customers outside of San Francisco, Dobies offers next day delivery.
Daniel, thanks so much for joining me today.
Yeah, happy to.
Okay, cookies, on-demand cookies, why is that a business?
Lots of reasons. Mainly, it's not just on-demand cookies. So what we've built is an entire service product, from ordering the products to getting them delivered to tracking them. And then half of it is also gifting. So cookies at the base are an American pastime, kind of like baseball. It's something everyone loves for one reason or another.
True that.
And then there's hundreds of varieties of cookies. So it's something that everyone can be happy with. That said, I mean, you might not be able to make a chocolate chip cookie to please the world. I've joked that I think the only product that pleases the entire world is a Snuggie. But
I don't know. I disagree, but that's another topic.
That's another topic. But everyone loves cookies, and everyone loves loves the experience around them. For a lot of people, it's a nostalgic product, a reminder of home, and that sort of thing. And then we're offering a really delightful experience. So it's creating this moment of joy or happiness more than it is just delivering cookies.
So as you're probably aware of, some on-demand food delivery companies have been struggling, but it seems that Dobies is doing fine. Could you talk a little bit about why you think that is?
Sure. I think there's a couple reasons. I think there's reasons about the business itself and then reasons about the environment. The business itself, we've constantly focused on two things, our net promoter score and our economics. So from the get-go, are our customers happy and do we have a business model that's sustainable? And using those two things as our North Star, we've stayed within these kind of bounds that keep us moving forward in the right direction. Just customer feedback, responding to that, evolving the product, adapting based on that, and then making sure that we can, at the end of the day, make money on this model. And then the other bit is that up here in San Francisco and Silicon Valley, there's an environment that stresses things contrary to both of those. High growth, don't worry about economics, get more customers regardless of what's happening with the current customers and get as big as you possibly can. And kind of because of the market and because people viewed it similarly to your first question, like why cookies, we haven't raised at exorbitant valuations or taken lots of cash, which has forced us to be nimble, keep our team lean, and kind of just adapt as we can and as it makes sense. So both of those have allowed us like not to kind of outgrow our britches too soon.
Yeah, and it kind of seems like Dobies has a bit of an opposite approach in terms of scaling really quickly. Like, you guys have, you know, you started your on-demand cookie delivery in San Francisco, still just on-demand delivery in San Francisco. Can you talk a little bit about the thinking behind just keeping that element very local right now?
So we don't think we've refined the product to the point where we want to take it to a new market. We want to make sure that we've done everything we can to figure out, to mitigate any problems that could arise and to make it the best possible experience. Plus, we haven't saturated the San Francisco market in its entirety. And so we're still continuing to refine and improve the product, make sure it's where it needs to be to launch in a new market seamlessly. And then to share it with more people in the city. Ultimately, we'd like to go to new markets. We're considering more markets around the Bay Area instead of this whole jump to a new city. I think the jump to a new city is also a part of the environment. It doesn't oftentimes make sense, but it's what investors or other people in the space want you to do. And so it's to continue to refine the product and make sure we're offering the best experience. And then make sure we're financing it in a sustainable way.
What are the finances of Dobies right now? Are you guys profitable? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, so we're unit profitable, 35 to 40% gross profit, and we're also profitable. So we built a super sustainable business. And that's, again, because of what we focused on early on. I mean, we do have some benefits in the products we're producing. It's baked goods, so we're not dealing with fresh salad or fresh meats or that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But we've also come up with ways of predicting inventory, ways of keeping our delivery costs really low, close to $5, and ways of really limiting spoilage. And so we have really, really sustainable economics, especially here in this market. As I mentioned, though, we want to grow that a little bit before taking it to a new one. In terms of financing, we haven't taken on a lot of money.
Right, only $100,000, right?
We've taken on $750,000 to date, okay. About now. So still a really limited amount of money, and we don't have valuations that prevent us from being flexible in the future and how we move forward.
Could you talk a little bit about the next 12 months for Dobies and what some of your goals are?
Mm-hmm. So as I mentioned, we're continuing to refine the product in San Francisco. We're working on right now automating dispatch to a larger degree, so computer intelligence to assign the orders. The way we manage our inventory and distribution and dispatching is super unique to our product, and so the problems we're solving are everyone has their own unique problems, and so we're trying to improve the ways we're solving those. But over the next 12 months, I don't think you'll see us in a new market outside of the Bay Area, but we do have a plan to potentially launch 3 to 5 hubs in the Bay Area. So other markets down the South Bay and the East Bay, mm-hmm. Potentially the North Bay, to try and basically replicate what we've done here, service it with our same kitchen, and allow us to share this with more people.
Do you envision Dobies ever using robots or, you know, there's that new startup, what is it, Starship yeah. Technologies, that's partnered with DoorDash and Postmates mm-hmm. to do deliveries. I mean, I feel like cookies would be a very easy thing to just pop inside a robot and then it's like, and then drops off the brookies.
No, for a couple of reasons. And never say never, so maybe. The way we manage and distribute inventory is a little unique. It's not to a location and then to the customer. Couriers have inventory on them, as I'm sure you saw.
Right.
And so they have a variety of orders that aren't allocated to any given customer. It allows us to be super efficient. And I don't know that we can do that with the robot. I think the robot holds one, maybe two orders at a time.
Okay.
And then the other one is the experience, the service experience. If you've received a gift, our couriers read the note aloud. We try and have our couriers be super friendly. And so it's about this experience of interacting with a person. I think there are opportunities for robots to supplement delivery in other areas, but I think what we're doing is different than just like getting lunch.
Dobies also delivers next day across the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
How big of your business is that?
That's still a really small percentage.
Okay.
So less than 10% of our business. And we launched that because it was kind of the real, so we're no retail. We're direct to consumer and we're online only. And mobile apps and so forth. And it was kind of the realization that if that's going to be our model, then the traditional e-commerce side of things needs to be a part of the model. Mm-hmm. Ultimately, we don't know that we can bring this on-demand delivery and same-day delivery to everywhere in America. We do think to 20 to 50 major markets, but having this next day delivery allows people to share it with family members and friends in cities and states where we might not otherwise go.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. I wish you would have brought brookies, but I will let that slide.
I think you had your fill yesterday.
All right, whatever. Interview over. Thank you.
All right, awesome.